Hi, this is Elmore Leonard. I'm listening to Film Sociology, and it's a real program. It's great.
It's time to hear what's good, what's bad, and what's ugly at the multiplex and the art house. What's new on video and streaming, and you might also hear about some dead people we like.
We don't have time for dead people we don't like.
Anyway, this is Film Sociology, where you'll find out what's the next cinematic marvel.
It was unbelievable!
And what's just a movie.
Shut up! My God, you have no freaking life!
Okay, here's your host and my dad, Matthew Soucy.
Hello there, film lovers. Welcome to Film Sociology, a film podcast here at WFYI.org. If you have a question or a comment, you can email me at msocey, that's M-S-O-C-E-Y, at WFYI.org. I'm also on Facebook, also on Twitter, at Matthew Soucy. This show is available on iTunes, and like all of the podcasts here at WFYI, they are available on Spotify. Well, friends, this week is going to be a short show. I'm in a show that opens this weekend. I've plugged this before. It's the 1940s radio production of It's a Wonderful Life. So it's a live, socially distant production being done on stage as if it's a 1940s radio play with built-in commercials, sound effects table, live music, and it's a lot of fun. And we're already sold out for Saturday, and there's a performance Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock, and you can also stream the show. So you can go to gorct.org and find out the streaming information for this weekend as well as next weekend. So that's taken up a lot of my time, and I wanted to finish with the Saturday Night Live film parody list that I talked about last week, and then we'll get to grabbing a pencil and seeing what you have to add, what you watched over the past week. So, as I mentioned on last week's show, there is Time Life Home Video has a 12 DVD collection, Saturday Night Live, the early years, 1975 to 1980. And there's only one episode from 1980, but that's okay. And a lot of these film parodies, there were quite a few of them, and a lot of them I had never seen before. And in fact, in some cases, there's stuff I hadn't seen probably at least 20 years. I know SNL were they had reruns of SNL on one of the cable channels, and but some of these as mentioned never before I'd never seen before, like Citizen Kane Part 2, the singing duet between John Belushi and Madeline Kahn in Chinatown, Paul Simon as Billy Jack. So. Fun stuff, but a few of the favorites, probably the most known for me, Landshark, of course, is the parody of Jaws, Exorcist 2 with Richard Pryor, John Belushi as Damien in The Omen, so fun stuff. But the other ones, I finished the collection, and it was fun, worth checking out. On Weekend Update, Bill Murray does an interview with Diana Ross, played by Garrett Morris, of course. It was to promote The Wiz. And for you Star Wars fans, I do remember this fondly when Carrie Fisher hosted and she did her monologue in the traditional first film Leia costume and then jumped into a sketch. There was a bikini before Return of the Jedi, Beach Blanket Bimbo from Outer Space, which has Princess Leia dumped into a Frankie and Annette 60s beach movie. They fuss with the time a little bit. They keep referring to the 50s when it was actually in the 60s. Hi, pop culture nerd pointing that out. Bill Murray is Frankie, and Gilda Radner refers to herself as Annette and her breasts. And there's even the stock characters as far as your kind of moondoggy characters and ones that are out to the guys are all gaga over Princess Leia. You have Dan Aykroyd showing up as Vincent Price and Garrett Moore showing up as Chubby Checker because you have to have random pop or rock stars show up and perform in a beach movie. So it was a lot of fun to revisit that. And if you're a Star Wars fan and you haven't seen this, you should check that out. And then the last one of these in the collection was with Walter Matthau, The Bad News Bees. And I remember kind of being surprised that an actor of the caliber of Matthau's would actually do SNL, especially in the mid-70s. But I think he was promoting a film of some kind. and brought it. I mean, not. It's maybe in the same ballpark as Adam Driver in the last few times he's hosted, but you know, this was a guy with acting chops and could jump into any sketch that you know that he needed to. And then there was one called The Bad News Bees, and the boys are in a camp, and I'm going to word this carefully, but what happens to young boys when they start to learn self-discovery and self-growth? I'll put it that way. And Matthau's character, a send-off of Coach Buttermaker, just kind of talks him through it. So, but it was interesting to watch him in a comedy sketch show with actors at least half his age. And got Garrett Morris to be the music guest instead of having a rock band at the time. So anyway, that was a lot of fun revisiting, episodes and sketches that I hadn't seen since the original time they came out back in the 70s. So look for it on Time Life Home Video, Saturday Night Live, the early years. And hopefully next week's Blues House Party, I'll do some of the music guests that appeared on that series in the first 5 years. I'm sure somewhere in Wikipedia somebody has a list of the guests as well as the musical guests. We'll have to, the host and musical guests. We'll see if that actually happens. Before we get into your list, I do want to raise a glass to David Prowse. Speaking of Star Wars, of course, the British bodybuilder best known for playing the body of Darth Vader passed away last week at the age of 85. Between Star Wars and being the giant bodybuilder in his cameo in Stanley Kubrick's version of A Clockwork Orange, pretty good legacy in the cult world, as well as Hugh Keyes Byrne. I hope I'm saying that right. Actor who is got himself in the kind of cult film canon. Credits go all the way back to the 1960s. If you know him, you probably know him from Mad Dog Morgan, The Dragon Files, which is best known as The Man from Hong Kong. That's the Jimmy Wang Wu film with George Lazenby. I talked about it on the show, oh gosh, about a couple months ago. I had never seen it before and found a copy of it, and that was fun to watch. He plays one of the police officers that is a foil for the title of the film. Other credits include The Trespassers. He was Toe Cutter in the first Mad Max. Going Down, Ginger Meg's Strike Bound. But his last film credit was Immortan Joe in Mad Max Fury Road from 2015. So the great villain in that great film. So he's got cinematic immortality. So here's to you, Hugh. You're listening to Film Sociology, a film podcast here at WFYI.org. Okay, let's grab a pencil and let's find out what you've been watching over the last week. Of course, we had a holiday, so hopefully you have some titles. And of course, we start via email with my buddy Eric, who does the revisit, if I remember, yes, the revisit of Tootsie, a bona fide comedy miracle of the 1980s. I agree. I need to get that on Criterion, as well as one of Hitchcock's greatest films, 1946's Notorious. And, and he adds some other stuff in here. But good list there, Eric. Heading over to Facebook, we start with Michael, who writes Captain Phillips. Joe Shearer writes Creed 2, Happiest Season, King of Staten Island, The 20th Century, Wander Darkly, The Rocketeer, Run, First Cow, Promising Young Woman, Silver Linings Playbook, Boys in the Hood, and News of the World. Sam Watermeyer also chimes in that The Rocketeer rules, and yes, it does. Darren writes An American in Paris and Beneath the Planet of the Apes. Jonathan writes The Shop Around the Corner and Bone Tomahawk. Now, I hope that's a double feature. Laura writes a 2018 movie called Freaks. Not the one from the 30s. That's a shame. Maya writes Aladdin, Beauty and the Beast. Both were the live-action remakes. And The Princess Switch 2. Joe writes Hillbilly Elegy, Dumb and Dumber, The King, and Queen's Gambit. Craig writes Man for All Seasons, Foreign Correspondent, and The Life Ahead, Sophia Loren's recently released Netflix movie. Lou Harry writes Soul, Ma Rainey, News of the World, The Prom, Bells Are Ringing, Nomadland, Very Promising Woman, and The Unsinkable Molly Brown. Catherine writes Ready or Not, The Hate U Give, Bottle Shock, and The Babadook. Ooh, there you go. Kim writes Get On Up, Rocket Man, and Uncle Frank. Devin writes Justin Bieber, Never Say Never, and he says, go ahead and judge me. You heard how I responded. There you go. Carrie writes Romance and Cigarettes, Very Strange. Yes, the John Turturro dramatic musical. Yep. Kate writes The Happening and The Village. Nick Rogers writes Happiest Season, Red Planet, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, Mission to Mars, Wonder Woman, Superintelligence, Soul, The Christmas Chronicles Part 2, John Lewis, Good Trouble, Crip Camp, and Crip Camp, A Disability Revolution. And I really, really like Crip Camp. I finally got to that. I'm starting to get through some of the screeners as well. It follows the format of similar to 20 Feet from Stardom and Standing in the Shadows of Motown that you're really, really excited that that they get to tell their story. Dave writes Heart of a Dog, Godfather 1 and 2, Fathers and Daughters, The Ghost of Mrs. Muir, and Forgetting Sarah Marshall. Austin writes Faces, Husbands, Amadeus, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, Django Unchained, Elf, and Home Alone. Christian writes Home Alone. That was fun watching with an 8-year-old. Gave me a new appreciation. Kathy writes The Commitments. Daniel writes Treasure of the Sierra Madre, Uncle Frank, Bad Influence, Guys and Dolls, What's Up, Doc? The Facts of Life, not the series. That's Lucille Ball and Bob Hope and Hillbilly Elegy. Sarah writes, I rewatched the half of it last night, and it's a solid contender for the best movie of 2020. Joe Shearer chimes in, I really love this movie, too. I was just talking to a friend/colleague about how it's a movie that's been made any number of times, but somehow this version is just magical. Joe, Sarah, you're both just magical. Dustin writes, also writes, Awake and Sing, a TV movie from 1972. Performance, The Changeling, okay. The film version of Nine, Captain Phillips, Billy Elliot, Daddy Long Legs, Kern's Showboat from 2015, 25th anniversary of Miss Saigon, and A Quiet Place. Jamie writes, Leprechaun's Christmas Gold, Rudolph's Shiny New Year, and Snow Globe. Jay writes, went back in time and rewatched Wayne's World for the 500th time. Funny and silly and hits a little close to home. Leanne claims Wayne and Garth were based on myself and Jer back from the day. I don't see it. I'm not going to comment on that. How you guys doing? Larry writes, Downward and Every Hitchcock on TCM. Way to go, Larry. Adam writes, finally watched Bill and Ted Face the Music and John Wick 2. With Brian Hart's chiming in, John Wick 2 may be my fave so far, but you'll definitely enjoy John Wick 3 when you get there, too. So much broken glass. Glenn writes The Shop Around the Corner from 1940. Missy writes The Blues Brothers, Togo, Incredible Journey, Avengers Infinity War, and Avengers Endgame. And also not a movie, but Are You Being Served? That's okay, Missy. That is a show. And I can hear Craig rolling his eyes, but I've told the story before. But when I first moved to Indianapolis, WFYI-TV would air 2 episodes Monday through Friday, all school during the school year. In the summer, they would take a break and show As Time Goes By. So Mrs. Sosie and myself have probably seen every episode of Are You Being Served at least 8 times. I mean, it just... every single one of them. So there's nothing wrong with it. And the movie's rubbish. And Nicholas Smith, who's on the show, would be the first person to tell you that because he was in it. Tony writes Knives Out, Black Klansman, and Amadeus. Tony writes watching Giles Davies in Frankenstein. That's on streaming. Yes, he is. And that's a classmate of ours from the Ball State University. Eric writes The Pentagon Wars. Interesting story, but didn't work well in the genre they were trying to force it into. Thank you, Eric. Cassandra writes, just finished The Queen's Gambit. Exquisite. Britt writes, Klaus, Santa Chronicles 2, Moulin Rouge, Bridge on the River Kwai, West Side Story, The Current War, Rise of the Guardians, The Beautician and the Beast, Out of Sight, Cats, the 2020 version of Emma, Sonic the Hedgehog, and Red 2. Thank you, Britt. Rachel writes The Christmas Chronicles 2, The Wind Rises, and Nativity. Teresa writes Arrival, The Help, Matilda, Predator, and The Day After Tomorrow. Michelle writes Tolkien. Missy chimes in with the 2019 remake of Pet Sematary. Gary writes Beggars of Life, Olga's Girls, Mank, Raw Force, and Forgotten Women. Paige writes Rewatching the Godfather Saga. Joanne writes Collective, great documentary on Netflix. And finally, Andrew writes The Breakfast Club and The Great Outdoors. And there you go, friends. So hopefully you got some ideas, and hopefully you're discovering new films that are new, or at least new to you, as well as falling back on old favorites. Friends, some words to live by.
Silent breed is people!
Zardoz has spoken.
Go see a good movie. You deserve it. There's plenty out there. And for what it's worth, for award season, some of the heavy hitters are starting to come out for the end of the year. So look for those. hope you're staying safe. Hope you're staying healthy. Hope you're staying sane. And hope you're being good to one another. And we'll try this again next week. You're listening to Film Sociology, a film podcast here at WFYI.org. Good afternoon, Fort Myers. Good afternoon, California. Good afternoon, Michigan.
I can't believe you let her watch Manos. Is she scarred for life?
Let's put it this way.
What parent are you?
When I wake her up, I vocalize the theme to wake her up to get her ready to school.
Oh, you're a terrible father.
We'll do it live.
Okay.
We'll do it live!